Hi, this is Listing Ship, and we love
standing room only on killradio.org.
Way up in the hills of Arkansas, the sky is blue and gray. The earth is red or clay, and I'm not here to stay long. I'm not from around here, as they say. I am but a winning brown from a desert town full of light and sound. Buzz and fly, fine for a turn to buzz and fly and burn. Alone lives a cricket in a cage. He is hanging overhead. He wishes he were dead as much as he can wish.
You're listening to Standing Room Only on the one and only killradio.org. I'm here with Listing Ship. Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
And they're going to be playing live in the studio tonight, which I'm very excited about because it's actually Standing Room Only has only been going for about 3 months now, but this is one of our first kind of big ensemble, multiple instruments extravaganzas we have going on, so I'm very excited about it. We have a lot of instruments here. Can we go around the room and can we hear who you are and what you're playing and why you're here and why I'm your favorite person? Now you can skip the last part, but who you are? Take the initiative.
I'm Sean Lockey. I sing vocals.
I'm Lyman Chafee, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Heather Lockey, and I play viola and sometimes the banjo.
I'm sorry, Heather, could you do that again? We had a microphone issue.
My name's Heather Lockey, and I play the viola, and I sing, and I play the banjo sometimes.
Excellent. Thanks.
Laura, bass, and I'm a Sagittarius.
All right. And we're going to have a win a date with him in a moment later on in the show, so get your star signs ready.
I'm Kyle, and I play drums.
I'm Julie, and I play violin.
But what is that gigantic instrument you have tonight that's not a drum set?
It's a bass.
Yes.
A contrabass.
Contrabass. You're going to be playing that tonight for us.
Yes.
Excellent. Cool. So I'm going to start in with some of the really, really tough questions, because we're going to learn all your secrets tonight, all your hidden, hidden secrets. No, I'm just kidding. What's how did Listing Ship begin? Because I know you have a quite a history. You've been playing in Los Angeles for a while.
For quite a while, actually. Many, many, many years ago, Heather and I were in a band called Leather Hyman.
And, nice.
Heather Lyman, Leather Hyman. And we played with that band for many, many years. And then.
And that was children's music, right?
It was children's music.
It was a family band?
It was. And eventually the families didn't want to listen to us anymore. So we changed our name and. And no one wanted to listen to us anyway. Things sort of broke apart momentarily and then got reassembled with 800 trillion people. So now it's in its new incarnation. 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
3 years.
Yeah, I saw you play at, where was I? Safari Sam's? Is that where it was? And you had 20 people on the stage or something crazy?
About six.
Oh, was there six? It seemed like a lot more. Well, when you were first standing up there, there was a whole.
Well, sometimes
group of
we have seven. We have Michael Whitmore, who plays vibraphones. And
hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I think he's listening, but he lives in Seattle now. So.
Oh, okay.
He commutes for shows sometimes.
Yeah, it's a tough drive, but that's commitment, really.
And sometimes we go up there and play.
What are some of the favorite places that you've played?
Well, right now the Echo is being very, very nice to us.
Oh, yeah. We just had a big benefit there, actually. The Echo is a great, great
spot.
It's
a real nice place.
Yeah.
Mr. T's has been amazing. They're always great.
That's funny, because we're having our next benefit there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you might have thought we had planned this.
Yeah. It's all scripted, ladies and gentlemen.
Safari Sam's is awesome. Echo Al's Park Bar. Film Center is great. Al's Bar was great.
Raji's.
Yeah, you're going way back there. Who else is really super cool? Tex is very nice to play.
Coles.
Oh, Coles.
Did you play down in Coles?
Yeah.
Down under the earth in downtown LA?
I'm trying to get another show there, but I don't know what they're doing.
Hmm. Well, you know they invented the French dip, so anything can pretty much happen there, at Coles.
The freedom dip.
The freedom dip.
what else do we play?
I think you named most everything.
Spaceland has been nice to us at some point, once upon a time.
Occasionally. Now, sometimes they're
now
nice.
Now they're not that nice to us, but I don't hold it personally. What?
When we were younger and cuter.
Cuter. I think that's the word, the optimal word, cuter.
What's the first song that you're going to play for us?
It's called Open Your Heart.
Is there anything you want to tell us about it before you play it?
Not really, but if you really want me to say something...
I do. I really do.
Pajamas.
Sounds good.
Cigarettes.
All right. You're about to listen to a live performance from Listing Ship here on Standing Room Only. Stick around. More talk after this.
Gave me some advice when she sent me some cigarettes in the mail. The post office opened them, but fortunately her words remain. She said, don't let them see your heart. Don't manifest expression that way. If it's gotta be on your sleeve, your heart should be blindfolded and costumed and gay. Like a play. The words in her letter stayed obscure for many a year and many a day. I remembered them at your show tonight. Things didn't go the way you wanted on the stage. I saw through you. Maybe I saw through you today. Now I can't look at you. Why would I look into the sun? Is a bright, bright thing, an orb in the sky to light up the day. It grows and it makes things die, nourishing and destroying the same. But I say, open your heart to me, open your heart to me, open your heart to me. 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 Open your heart to me.
And I say,
open your heart to me.
And I say,
open your heart to me.
Can't. They're holding instruments. Our studio audience was actually forbid from clapping, but it's okay. We'll get them to clap the next time. That was great. Thank you.
Thanks.
It was really cool. There's a what? Oh, an applause. Oh, we never do canned applause here on Standing Room Only. We
I like fresh that. Applause.
We have it, yeah.
Yeah, fresh applause is much better. You have canned applause?
Organic applause as well.
Sometimes it's good with Spam on toast, but sometimes it's not. So let's hear some more about your band. Well, you have a lot more songs you're going to do, but let's hear some of your deepest, darkest secrets first. Have you ever had anything really bizarre happen when you go to play somewhere? What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened when you go to do a show?
The weirdest thing, honestly, is when our stuff got stolen by our bass player and pawned for heroin. But I really
that's
am probably
pretty amazing.
Not supposed to talk about that. Because I still
we
like,
won't tell anyone.
I still like the guy a lot, and he knows a lot of people that I know in L.A. And
hey, but that led to an interesting experience at the pawn shop.
It did?
Yeah, well...
Because you all got free heroin.
I had never been back behind...
Did
like,
you go to the pawn shop?
Yeah, with you.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, to get
I don't
your
even
stuff
remember
back.
You there.
It was very scary. It was on Alvarado and 3rd. And we went...
That's cool.
We went
it.
Behind the counter, and the guy said, yeah, come back and look at it. And I remember being behind
His
the counter.
Russian accent.
And,
all pawn shop
and there was this
Russian.
Gun.
It's the
just
law.
Under the counter, just sitting there.
Nice.
And I just looked
I
at it
remember
going,
the
wow.
Gun.
And the people, like, on the other side were just out of prison and just...
Well, you know.
It's like one time we were driving through Texas and our car broke down. I'm going to share one of my own weird stories now. And so we're at this, like, little old gas station, middle of nowhere, out near not even in Shamrock, Texas, which is a little nothing town, outside of the town.
Do you know
and,
what
like, in the panhandle?
I'm from Texas.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the panhandle so well.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want another panel.
This was like a scary part of Texas. And so our car broke down and we're sitting around and they don't actually sell tires at this gas station. So my friend had to drive in this beat up old truck in the back with a dog to the next town to buy a tire. And meanwhile, I'm waiting with the gas station guys. There's like 20 guys who work at this gas station. And we're just sitting around. Waiting, and there's like nobody there, right? So where are there like 20 guys who work there, all with gas station shirts? And then I notice we're all sitting around in the garage, and there's this big garbage can in the middle of us, and we're all sitting in a circle, and it's full of baseball bats. I'm like, that's it. Like, I got to get out of here.
Wow.
They're going to kill me for my shoes. Like,
that reminds me of when Lyman and I were kidnapped in Morocco.
Oh, see? There we go. Yeah.
But that had nothing to do with the band, other than we were playing.
But that worked out well, though, right?
We were going around Europe.
Yeah.
Kind of busking and... You know, playing, so people would pay us to make us leave.
We taught.
It's a good way to make
taught one of the kidnappers a Tracy Chapman song.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and he Excellent. Sang it for like 2 days straight.
Yes.
Until the other one told
They made an
to
after school special about it. I saw it.
Which
it was really
was
good.
Was it? The one about domestic violence?
Last night I heard the
screaming.
Violence.
Loud it was behind the walls.
Does no good to call the police.
They always come late if they come at all. Or something like that. You'd think I would never forget it. I heard it for 2 days.
There's fun to be had all around the world.
Under threat of being turned into the cops because they made us, well, they made us buy hash.
Uh-huh.
They didn't really make us buy hash, but they did make us buy hash. And we turned over all of our money, all of our travel money. Because there were like eight large guys saying, you will buy all this hash. And it was like huge soap bars of hash. It was amazing. And we turned over our traveler's checks, and then they were like, you're our guests now for 3 days. And they were like, oh, my mom's listening. She cries over this story.
Yeah, it was a horrifying time period. Heather missed
it. It wasn't so bad.
It
was fine.
About it now.
You had to be there.
You weren't home with mom.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
Wow.
It's the funnest time of my life.
That's pretty intense.
It was really fucked up. And they snuck us through customs back to Spain.
Wow.
Because they thought we still had
hash
on us.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie
or
something.
Yeah, we had stuck all these soap bars of hash in their couches. Sorry. He wanted us to talk. He wanted interesting
stories. I think that qualifies as a weird experience. Yeah. I think you answered my question. Thank you. Wow, that's really intense. We have a caller. Should we put them on the air?
I don't want to disappoint the DJ. I mean, that's the interesting story.
Oh, feedback. Hey, this is Standing Room Only. You're live on the air. What's your name?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, we're in the hospital right now. I don't know how much longer I could stand this. Could you play some Sepultura for a minute?
What do you want played?
I need some Sepultura.
All right. What hospital are you in?
I'm at the Barton Memorial.
All right, we're gonna send the Kill Radio crew down there. They're gonna take care of you. All right, Javin. I know it hurts, man. Are they giving you enough drugs down there?
No, I quit smoking reefers, so that's part of the reason I'm in here. So I'm off drugs now, but everything's cool. Thanks, Mr. Daly. Keep rocking this show.
You're welcome.
Stalker, man.
All right. Hey, and thanks for stalking Listing Ship. They appreciate the support. I think he died. I'm sorry. We're going to have to get a new caller. Thanks for calling in if you're still alive.
Well, we should play some Sepultura then.
Let's play something.
Fantastic.
Let's play One Down.
All right.
Oh, well, this is dedicated to Lily. And of course, from Kyle.
All right.
But I actually have to dedicate this song to the woman I wrote it for, who's Alpha. So, yeah.
And I'm not playing this song, but I'm going to dedicate it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Live with Listing Ship on Standing Room Only.
Angels fall like dying birds, land at our feet, gasping for breath. They are poor substitutes for our pets. And half the morning is gone. Armies have been raised and destroyed. Raised and destroyed. Calcified remains of men hardened by the eternal sun lie mutely on the ground as we walk by. And overhead the mockingbird sings tinny songs, and every mocking tune is a song for me and you. Listing through the afternoon until the sky sends us to bed. Behind your beautiful brown eyes, I perceive centuries
centuries gone by, and the camera of my eye zooms in,
zooms in, zooms in, zooms in.
Hey, we have another phone caller.
Again.
What do you know?
Hey, this is the feedback show. Hey, this is Standing Room Only on Kill Radio. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Michael Whitmore.
Hey.
Michael.
Hey. Thanks for calling in, Michael.
Hey.
What's going on? Where are you at?
Just phoning in another performance.
I'm on a little tiny island called Vashon in the great northwest with a big, huge storm expecting to hit us any minute now.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
And you're going to you're going to gather some snow, right, and send it down to us in California?
Again, have to send more snow.
Yeah, and more snow. That's the price you pay for living in the Pacific Northwest.
I know.
That and your blueberries.
I can't believe you're actually telling funny stories. This one's big.
Do you have a funny story?
Do I have a funny story?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do people? Maybe you should explain who you are.
I play vibraphone in the band.
All right.
Right. We've never heard this guy before.
He's our stalker. I tell you, he's lying.
I'm calling in my parts right now.
You're calling in what?
I'm calling in my parts.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah. So you're going to play that over the phone?
Keep him on the phone.
What's that?
You're going to play that over the phone for us?
I'm going to play it over the phone, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I can play with a second.
I heard you're pretty good with a tissue paper and comb, too, so.
I'm not bad.
You're not bad.
I have hair left, so I don't need much of a comb these days. So.
Do you have a funny story for us?
Not really. I can't think of one.
How about the time you called up on a radio show and they put you on the spot and asked you for a funny story? That's a pretty good one.
Oh, that happens to me every day up here. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what else am I going to do? I'm sitting here in my office watching TV and listening to the radio and drinking a glass of wine.
I was just up in Seattle, actually. What part are you in?
I'm off the coast of Seattle on a weird little island.
Called
Vashon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually staying in downtown Seattle. It was fun. It was nice.
Well, yeah, I was just calling and say hey.
All right, thanks for calling in.
I also tell them I'm planning on coming down on Friday, March 30th to play the gig on the 1st. And I'm going to leave Monday morning. I'm probably going to sleep on Heather's floor again.
Awesome.
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time for me to tell them that. All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye. Michael.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you have a lot of fans calling in.
The April 1st show.
All right. It's all right. He can do that show from his cell phone. He can text that show in.
He
text messages.
Do feedback for that show.
Yeah. He can be the feedback master.
That's the future of music.
The FM, the feedback master. It is really the future of music.
Blackberry, my
parts in. Yeah. People aren't even going to play music anymore. They're just going to text you what the music should sound like.
We'll go to clubs and we'll have our cell phones out and nobody will say anything.
That's right.
It'll just be like,
that's the future.
We're working hard to make that happen here at Kill Radio, so... You know, total destruction of music
really
as we know
that.
It. Good.
Sounds like the present of music.
Listing Ship. Where did that name come from? How did you come up with the name Listing Ship?
Our band was falling apart when we decided to rename
it. Nice. Nice.
We felt like real sad losers, so we're like, hey, let's name it Listing Ship. That's a great
Because we
name.
Were sort of listing severely to port at the time. So.
Literally in a boat.
But then Mike Watt played bass on our record and saved it, because after... Mr. X, you know, fell off the wagon and stole all our stuff.
Fell off the wagon with your equipment.
We're in the middle of a CD. This sucks. So I was like emailing bass players that I knew. And I emailed Mike and I was like, hey, you don't know any bass players who want to play on a record, do you? And he emailed me back and he's like, I'll play on it. So
excellent.
He played on the last record and that was real nice of him. So that was one good thing that came out of it.
Yeah, very good.
And then we met Laura at Timberspace. And
And it was magic. Magic started
kind of
happening.
Was magic. It was kind of a...
It was like Xanadu.
Yes.
It was like Xanax.
Like roller skates and everything.
It's Olivia Newton-John all over
the
place.
She was totally all over. She was wearing
Laura
like a tunic.
Roller skating toward each
it
other.
Was like 30-minute segments of her roller skating. I understand.
Anyway. We're going to play a happy song.
And the name stuck.
Yeah, the name stuck.
And now that you're going to be gigantic stars because of your Kill Radio show,
right.
You're going to remember us down here at Kill Radio, right?
No.
Now that we've lifted you into the...
No, we're just stepping on you on our way
up. The second floor.
That's right. We lifted you to the second floor. Haberdasheries.
Vermont.
Yeah.
I drive by your building every day to work.
Doesn't look like a radio station, does it?
No.
Yeah. Looks like a scary bar and a pawn shop.
It's a cool building.
Yeah, if you think you're actually leaving with all your equipment, you're sadly mistaken. We have a deal with the pawn shop.
No.
It's free to play here, but it's $10 to leave. I'm sorry.
It's all your
equipment. What are you going to play next?
Depression.
Excellent. I'm sad already. Listing Ship on Standing Room Only.
You're cheating on me with depression. I've seen her evil way, and I know her deception and ability to linger on and stultify one's mind. Insidious is her occupation. I never saw a craft so finely honed, but a mystifying aptitude can quickly become tight and overwhelming. Why won't you leave her tomorrow? I'll give her one last night to have her way. For I miss you and I love you. When you come back, I'll know just what to say. Thank you. If you won't go, I'll have to kill her. I'll leave her bloody corpse for all the rest, so that anger and jealousy, deception and bewilderment can witness the consequence.
All right, listening to Standing Room Only right here on killradio.org with Listing Ship. Woo! How's it going? It's getting kind of hot in here, isn't it? It's all the heat from that good music that's being produced. So that's good. That's a good thing. Now, we were going to have a dream date contest, right, with you, young man? Were you going to give away your dream date for our Kill Radio listeners? Yeah. Wasn't that your plan? That must have been another drummer. I'm sorry.
Dream date with Kyle.
Dream date with Kyle. Call in now. Actually, you can just call in if you want to ask our guests a question here in the Kill Radio studio, 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. We've already had three calls? We've already had some calls already.
Three glasses of wine.
Quite a few glasses of wine. The wine is flowing. Excellent. It's kind of a peppery Merlot. Oh, yeah, a dream date is like someone gets to go out with a celebrity and take them out to dinner, and it's like a big...
Yeah.
No, you're the celebrity, Kyle. Okay, you want a date with a nurse or a... He needs a microphone. You want a date with a nurse or a dental hygienist. So if you are either a nurse or a dental hygienist, give us a call at 213-252-0998 and pledge your donation to killradio.org, and the largest donation, if you happen to be a nurse or dental hygienist
or a massage therapist,
you can win.
Handsome.
Or a celebrity.
Yeah, he's a dish.
He's a dandy.
Or a celebrity. If you're a celebrity, you can have a dream date with Kyle.
Yeah, it can be a dual celebrity dream date.
Then you can rent him a dental hygienist.
That's right. Because you're rich, because you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to keep drinking more wine here.
It's true. That's a good idea.
Get that man a microphone.
Yeah, he's saying...
Did you read that one?
He's quite witty. What was that? You need a microphone if you're going to speak there.
Some joint in Newport.
What was it?
$182,000 owed to some rehab in Newport by an unmentioned celebrity who's actually sort of used to be my friend, but so I don't want to say anything bad.
Wow. Right.
Because I like her.
How much money?
I don't think so.
But her name begins with Lindsay and it ends with...
Oh, God, no. I'm way older than that. Lindsay? I saw a cartoon of her today. She was an anorexic.
She's
superhero.
Kind of a cartoon. Yeah, nice.
Just like you, right?
Just like me, yeah.
Very nice. What are some of the since we had the your sad song? We're going to talk about some sad things now. What not really that sad. What's one of the most the scariest or least fun places that you've played?
Taco Land.
Everybody knows
Taco Land.
Taco Land in El Paso. What happened?
No, in San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
But the guy was great.
The guy was great, and then he got stabbed because Taco Land was kind of scary. Now he's dead.
It was this punk club in San Antonio.
And he fed a lot of members. This is when Leather Hyman was touring with Waco, and Kyle was drumming with Waco, and
right, yeah.
Me and Lyman were in Leather Hyman, and I was playing with Waco too, and it was quite a trip.
And can you see this sticker here? Can you read this for your audience? This is from Taco Land.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. That was the motto of Taco Land.
That's what the guy kept saying as he was feeding people in Waco shots of like 100 proof rum or whatever.
See, I imagined it was some sort of like rum-soaked taco at Taco
rum.
Land.
Totally rum.
He would
just straight thrust, rum, no taco.
There was vomit in the tour van.
Nice. He would thrust a bottle of Bacardi at you everywhere. As you walked by and say, "Don't be a pussy."
That's awesome.
So that's not really about.
And
this
surprisingly,
band,
he got actually. Stabbed. Yeah.
Stabbed. I read about it in the paper or online or something, and I was really sad because Taco Land was a nice experience.
Is it still there? I mean,
I have no idea.
Did
that
he recover?
Was about a year ago that he got
I have
killed.
A feeling that that guy was like the heart and soul of Taco Land.
Right. They stabbed his willingness to give free alcohol.
We also played
right
a shrimp restaurant once.
How about the store
How was that?
In New York?
Was that of the Long John
store
Silver
in New York?
Variety?
What store was that?
What store did we
play? Oh, Michelle.
That was with this band. We had to play on a staircase at this fucking chocolate store that like paid us in chocolate.
It was the best
yeah.
gig ever.
Oh, wow.
Okay, for you maybe, but you didn't organize that trip.
All right,
where was this? New York?
New York.
It was Michelle Cluizel Chocolates, which is a very, very high-end chocolate. And they advertised they needed a band, and so I responded. And
were you already in New York?
Hey, we love your music.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was for CMJ and this last year. And so we got there, and there's not a stage. There's a stairwell. No, a staircase.
Right.
So we set up Kyle on the drums at the top of the staircase and Michael on vibes at the top of the staircase. And then the stairs were littered with musicians down to the front of the chocolate store.
And there
store.
Wasn't even like a platform.
But the best part about it, no, that actually was okay. And it sounded real nice. And there were like Bose speakers and it was very nice. And there happened to be a birthday party that coincided with the venue. And it was a birthday party of a 60-year-old man who was one of these tried and true, very liberal, staunch liberal people of New York.
No.
They were liberal, but they were infernal. They were infernal liberals.
They were just West Side New
Yorkers. And they hated us. And we were playing, and their birthday party was going on in the same space, and it was really funny.
And then
and they,
the song
and the bar
that
kept
we played
feeding us drinks
is the one that we're just about to play right here.
Yeah.
Really?
For this guy's 60th birthday party.
That's a really good segue into this song, because imagine a very expensive chocolate store in New York that's kind of nice, shishi. Where it's on Halloween, so I was wearing these little skull things on top of my head, and everybody's dressed really nicely in red and whatever, and there's all these 60-year-olds
who
celebrating
this
guy's like eventual demise.
In honor of that, we're going to send you chocolate through the internet right now. Through
we're just
your
smashing
computer.
It through the web.
Yes, we're smashing it into our keyboards
Which,
right now.
By the way, I gave Mom a Michelle Cluizel chocolate box for Christmas, and it was full of bugs.
All right.
That was so awful. You don't want to give your mom bug-filled chocolates for Christmas.
Unless you pay extra for them, specifically.
It was really sad.
There's some place in L.A. where they actually have bug candy, and you can get...
Oh, yeah,
have you heard about that?
Yeah.
I saw it on some date show, actually, and you can get some
ants and
maybe
chocolate.
They could do that for chocolate. The dream date.
Yeah, you can get some chocolate fleas for your dream date. It'll be good. Don't forget to call in and place your bid for the dream date here. 213-252-0998. You get to take out and pay for a dream date with one of the fine members of Listing Ship.
There's so many callers. Oh, my God.
Our call screeners are standing by.
How am I supposed to carry this
All right, and we're back here with Listing Ship. Was there more of a story behind that song?
Julie wrote that song.
So what? It's just for the old guy?
Yeah, that was the news story. That was the old guy story. Julie wrote that song. I don't know much else about it other than that.
I don't know anything about it either. I have no idea.
It just came to you?
It
just came to you. All right, I can respect that.
I do know when you wrote it, though.
Which was?
Ah, you're right.
It was when you were kidnapped in Australia. Really?
Julie and I.
See, I knew there's a story there.
Australia might have been involved.
No, it was before.
They often are.
Okay, she was
sick. I was sick. That's right. I was in.
She was green,
London,
literally green. I saw Julie turn green on this ferry from Ireland over back to England because we got to play with the eels with strings.
I believe I've ridden that.
We were two of the strings, and Julie got really sick on this ferry when we were on tour.
We made the mistake of eating at the BBC cantina, and they give you these tickets, and you can eat as much as you want
you
at the BBC cantina, and
so,
there's nowhere
sausage
else you can go.
And,
so you, so English breakfast.
But blood pudding.
It was like a three-hour ferry.
Yeah.
Otherwise known
I lived in Ireland for a while, so.
As many kidneys as
I know,
you can eat.
I know the score with British and Irish
Dublin
breakfast.
Or the way from Dublin? I remember getting you seasick medicine in Dublin.
Did you try the black pudding, which is basically fried blood?
No, I don't do that thing.
It's blood with flour, right?
Yeah, blood and flour cooked up like a sausage.
But I don't think any of the BBC's food was actually that food. It was like styrofoam that had been dyed to be that food and then put in little piles for you.
Well, the BBC has a budget crisis.
I love the BBC's, but wow. Yeah. Don't eat those.
Yeah, BBC's good other than...
Yeah, you're right. Kyle has a good point here. I really thought I was going to die on that very.
And it just,
I kind of hoped
song just
I
came to you after
too.
That. Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
No, no, no.
The original title for the song was Styrofoam Food.
We don't do metaphors or poetry in this band. We're all very literal.
Yeah.
We get in fights because of it.
Where can people find your music?
Well, Tower Records is no longer in.
Yeah, they've had their going out of sale. Sale for
you
like
could just go to
8 years or something.
You go to iTunes, or you could go to CD Baby, or you could go.
What
to,
about Amazon? Get it off there.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
and you could.
MySpace has the little CD Baby link,
and you can listen on.
Actually,
MySpace.
I would recommend CD Baby because then we get the money.
Uh huh.
C-Level.
Oh, C-Level Records, right by my house. Great place. Yeah.
Oh. Amoeba.
Yeah, Amoeba.
Whatever.
What's your MySpace address so people can listen?
www.myspace.com/listingship.
Yes.
What's that store in Portland?
Music Millennium. Huh? Music Millennium.
In Portland. We do have listeners from Portland, so. Yeah.
Music Millennium.
That place is great.
And Seattle and New York.
No idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those people in Portland are so mean and close-minded, you know.
No, Portland was great.
Yeah, so Portland is a fabulous city. I thoroughly enjoy it every time I visit Portland.
Seattle?
Oh, really?
Seattle's kind of snobby. I think they got destroyed by grunge.
Well, grunge left, and then they were just left with Seattle,
something
I guess.
Something happened. Seattle's nice.
Yeah,
I, just had
I love
coffee
it.
Nice
place. Hi, Michael.
We just hate Seattle.
Hi, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Fuck Seattle. Bring Michael back.
213.
Wow.
There's a man-eating whale is what
we're
being told.
They have a song about whale-eating men.
Oh, yeah.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
How many more songs do we have?
Okay, well, we have 10 minutes left, so how many more do you want to do? One, two?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll
do
one.
Yeah, one or two.
Before you play, do you have an email address that people can contact you at if they want to find out more about you?
You can just MySpace us.
Okay. Fair enough. So go to their MySpace and tell them you like their music. What are we going to hear next?
This is a song called A Sad State of Confusion. Huh? And this is for my buddy Louie over at PCC.
All right.
I'd also like
Hi,
to-
Louie.
Hi, Louie.
I love
and
Louie.
This does not have whales eating men in it.
Louie's awesome. No. Did Louie order the CD? Was that one of the kids you... Oh, no.
I'd also like to throw a little shout out to Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
And hi, Ron.
Allie. And the other six fans.
Verna.
Oh, Tonya and Stefano.
Tonya and Stefano. Yay, our friends from Italy.
It's like 4 a.m.
I sent them an email, though. So.
Well, they'll get the rebroadcast, so that'll be good. This show will be rebroadcast, so over and over and over again. Listing Ship on Standing Room Only.
It's a sad, sad state of confusion. It's a sad, sad state of confusion. It's a sad, sad state of confusion.
When I am dreaming, white lights blind the sky. I think I am you. Day by day we witness the difference in the sunrise. But year by year we see the same routine. Weren't so very different in the old days. A little more space for a few less years to live, and I have everything around me I could want. But I still need to find a place to sleep. While the earth and plant some seed, go to church and pray for rain. See the stars above our heads while held against the ground. While the earth and plant some seed, go to church and pray for rain. See the stars above our heads while held against the ground below our feet.
I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing but an average of my parents. My mother's nervousness, my father's tired sigh. 100,000 years of breeding, you're the end result. A shiny coat, childish bright blue eyes. Too bad you've got no will. You probably never will. The world would still exist without accomplishments. The sun would rise and set. The stars would shine the same. If you are the last one left, please bury our remains.
While the earth would plant some seed, go to church and pray for rain.
See the sun would rise and set, the stars would shine the same. If you are the last one left, please bury
our remains. Go to church and pray for rain.
See the sun would rise and set, the stars would shine the same.
While the earth would plant some seed, go to church and pray for rain.
See the sun would rise and set, the stars would shine the same. If you are the last one left, please bury our remains.
Right. Listing Ship here on Standing Room Only. Wow, we have 5 minutes left,
wow.
So I guess
you
we need to wrap it up.
Wine. That is so nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. Yeah. It's kind of a peppery Deer Valley type scenario.
Thanks for
going
us on. Your show.
Can you believe I just found that wine in the street? Isn't that great?
Really? Well, thanks for giving it to us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. It's
I'll
been really good.
I'll bring you a t-shirt.
Yes, please bring me a I would love a Listing Ship t-shirt. Yeah,
and I'll bring you a sticker.
Good.
I've got stickers.
Stickers I'm actually morally opposed to, but t-shirts
really?
Are good. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I love stickers. Bring me a sticker, too.
I was thinking like
and you can have a dream date
situation.
With Kyle.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to my dream date with Kyle. It's going to be great.
Aww.
I win it by default, so, you know.
Are you a massage therapist?
That night I will be, I guess. I don't know.
Or dental hygiene.
Well, this is taking an interesting turn. If you'd like to call in, you have one more chance, 213-252-0998. And did you want to play one more song?
Do you want to do Unplayable Card?
We should do Hull.
Do you have something really jumpy and upbeat and rock the house down? Oh, we have a caller. Let's take the caller first.
Can't call anymore. It's too late.
Standing room only, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Did you call for our Win a Dream Date with Listening Ship contest?
Yes, I did. And you're really lucky because my boyfriend doesn't listen to Kill Radio, so.
Oh, good.
Are you a dental hygienist?
Are you a dental hygienist? He needs either a dental hygienist, massage therapist, or a nurse.
Doctor?
Let's see. Well,
can you play one on TV?
I give enemas. Does that count?
What did she say?
I think she just offered to give you an enema, Kyle.
The cleansing kind.
All right, you're hired. So what's your bid?
My bid. Well, what's the last bid?
$900,000.
$900,000? That's a little steep. Do you have payment plans?
We'll take $10.
Okay. I suppose $900,000 is like if you finance and $10 is cash on the barrel head.
That's right, yeah.
I could do $10.
All right, sounds good. All right, stay on the line. We'll take down your caller information and we'll be right with you.
Very good.
Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks.
We have a winner.
Coast around the Cape, we'll sail to where the right whales wait 2 years of birth before the mast will make a man of you at last, from a wheezing little boy who cries because his mother is gone, and you will hear the siren song. We sail with a falling tide. It's hard tack and salt beef, watery rum and loose teeth. Your skin will blister, crack and peel. You will know when the devil feels in hell far below, but near enough to Jack. So say your prayers and heave away. There's money when we get back. Across this deck, carry away everything that ain't lashed out, and better men than you have drowned in a bluer sea than this. There she blows off the larboard bow into the boats, and pull hard now. Get close enough to see its eye and throw a hook deep in its hide. It's good as gold if we bring it all back home, and your reward is a sailor's share
of a hull full of oil and bone, of a hull full of oil and bone, of a hull full of oil and bone.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. We're going to take us out with one of your other songs. What should we do here?
Miss Piggy.
Driving France is fun. Miss Piggy's fun. Sarah's depressing.
You should do Miss Piggy.
Let's do some Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Room only.
We love standing room.
You're welcome. And thanks for being on the show. You're going to have to come back sometime.
Yes.
So
you say kill radio, right?
We say kill corporate radio, yes.
That's what I think.
That's what we tell people when we don't want to upset them. See you next week, everybody.
At midnight, don't return until dawn. You carry a lantern, it gurgles and foams. When your tires hit pebbles or pits in the road, I wish I could find out your name. You pass by my house on the way out of town. The rainy day stopped, I ran out to the porch, trying to see you mid all of the branches. But all I could catch was your orange shiny spans and a circular glimpse of your struggle, there wasn't a fight. I tugged you and dragged you with all of my might and set you on top of this hill. But I didn't see the kerosene spill on the leaves where your head and the men arrived with their buckets and their blades and put out the fire we soda volcanoes mixed with mud.